Hello, and welcome to my podcast with me, Micah Moulton, and I am here with Michelle Moulton. And today we'll be talking about school shootings and Michelle Moulton's experience with them. Working in schools. To first off start, can you just explain your experience with working in different schools and how you got started in all of this?
I majored in elementary education in college, and my first job out was an internship in elementary school. And so I worked there for a year in the second grade. Then I went on to a learning center, so not a traditional school, but it was a learning center nonetheless. And then I didn't work for a long, long time. I was a stay-at-home mom, and I had children that went to school, obviously, and was in the schools as PTA, a PTA person. And then when we moved to Utah, I got a job at our local elementary school doing reading literacy tutoring, and changed over after a few years to the front office. And I was in the front office for 7 years, 7 or 8 years. And then my current job is in a high school working with the performing arts.
Just getting onto the topic of school shootings, I know you've never been in one, but working in schools, you have some experience with things. So, how have you prepared for a school shooting if one were to ever happen where you were?
Well, when I was it, the biggest worry I had was when I was working in the front office, because when you're in the front office, you're the first line of defense, and it was always in the back of our minds, everyone who worked in the office, that we could very well be the first targets. And so I always went through my mind, what would I do if I saw someone come in with a gun? Would I stop them? Would I try to talk them out of it? Would I try to keep them calm? And it's always easy to imagine what you would do until if something happened like that, I think your brain kind of turns off. And so I guess my first thing that I thought of was that I would try to calm them down. But knowing the shooters that have come into schools before, knowing what shooters have done in the past, they just go in and don't talk and they start shooting. And so there's not really a defense. Even if I hid under my desk, they could come around the desk and shoot you. So it was just always on my mind of, okay, would I stand for myself? Would I stand up for the school? Would I stand up for myself? Or would I run? Probably I would run. But I'm glad that I never had to figure that out. At the high school, it's a little bit nicer because I'm kind of in a secluded spot, and I could pretty easily hide if I needed to, or get out of the building. I'm pretty close to the front door. I could get out, but my first instinct would be to make sure that the kids are okay. So then that could be dangerous.
How would you encourage students to prepare for a school shooting?
I would tell them that they either need to be proactive if they hear of a shooter. They need to not hide, because we've been taught that hiding just makes them sitting ducks, and to do everything they can to bar the doors, to either if they're going to stay in the classroom, to make sure that the doors are tight shut, do something, or get out as best that they can, and as safely as they can. Fighting back's probably not the answer, because a gun against a student without a gun is not going to come out very well. So do anything but under your desk.
So with school shootings, a topic that often surrounds it is gun control. So what are your feelings on gun control?
I think that United States citizens have a right to have a gun. I mean, it's in the Second Amendment to you have we have the right to bear arms. However, I think that there should be I think it should be harder to get a gun. I think it's just too easy to walk into a gun show and come out with an assault rifle that no one has any business owning. And so there should be waiting periods. There should be even psychiatric evaluations. I think that assault rifles and weapons should be limited to police and military, because there's just no reason. You're not going to go hunting with an assault rifle. That would just be ridiculous. So I think there's a time and a place for certain guns, and that, yes, you should have a gun if you feel like you need to protect yourself with that, but do so responsibly. And the hard part is that criminals are going to get guns. They're going to get guns on the black market. They're going to get them illegally. And so I guess that's the thing that we need to discuss as a nation, is how are these criminals getting the guns? How do we stop them from getting the guns? Because those that have guns legally are responsible gun owners. I have brothers, and my dad was a gun owner. They're all very responsible gun owners. And so it's just the solution is to find out how they're getting them illegally and stop that.
Yep. So here at Copper Hills, we are one of the biggest schools in our state. And so you working here, does it ever worry you or scare you that it could happen to our school since we're so big?
Almost daily. I walk in the halls and I look at kids, and I see kids that are kind of by themselves, and I see kids that are kind of broody, and I mean, and they're not always the ones that open fire on schools. I realize that there are kids that have done it that no one saw it coming. But I do look at the ones that have those red flags coming up, and I think, has this kid been pushed enough and pushed over the edge enough that he's going to come in and take it out on us? So, yeah, I mean, every day.
I do, too. how do you think that you can prevent people from coming in and shooting the school just ahead of the time, noticing those signals? I mean,
people just have to be extra vigilant. I think they need to see if there are loners, and the kids need to step up. They need to notice that if there are kids alone, they need to befriend them, and they need to make sure that they have someone to talk to. And I know the teachers do a pretty good job here of watching out for those at-risk students, but we have so many students, like you said, that I'm sure there's kids slipping through the cracks. But I mean, it may sound idealistic, but really, be kind to everyone. Just go out of your way to smile at people, and maybe that'll disarm them for the day. Maybe they came in thinking, I'm going to blow everyone up because I hate everyone. But if you smile at someone and make them feel seen, then maybe that'll stop them.
I've definitely heard stories of people who are like, if I just smiled at that person, they maybe wouldn't have came in and done that. Yeah. Has having your children, because we've been in the same schools that you've been working in for Oakcrest and now Copper Hills, has that ever made you worried even more than you can? But
yeah, I mean, I have to admit that you graduating this year kind of eases my mind a little bit. But yeah, I mean, sometimes if I drive away from the school early, like I get to go home early one day, I have these paranoid feelings of, okay, what if something happens now and I'm gone and I don't even know? Mm-hmm. And so yeah, it definitely makes it harder when you have kids here. So.
And that has happened at Copper Hills a few times. We had our lock-ins and you had left or weren't there that day. So
yeah,
I was texting you. How has the threat of school shootings changed from when you were in school to when you first started teaching, to when you first started teaching again in Utah, to now?
I mean, when I was in school, it was unheard of. Mm-hmm. That just wasn't something, you know, the worst thing that could happen was a big fight out in the parking lot. I mean, I grew up in a small town, so, and we had far fewer kids in my school than Copper Hills does, and everyone knew everyone, and we knew who the troublemakers were, we knew who the punks were, and they liked to stir up trouble. But and even though we lived in a rural area with lots of hunting and lots of things going on, it wasn't even thought of. And I remember the first school shooting that was widely publicized was Columbine. And I remember just watching that thinking, I was in shock, because you don't go into a school and shoot up the school. I mean, these boys had it all planned and they knew what they were doing. And and I'm afraid that kind of sparked a trend, if you will, because people were like, oh, there's a new way I can get back at people. And then when I was teaching the first time in Utah, my intern year, yeah, again, I was out in Payson. It wasn't even heard of. Mm-hmm. And so, but coming back to the schools, and I wasn't even afraid in Texas, really, at the elementary school in Texas. Of course, you guys weren't old enough. You know, I mean, it seemed like the elementary school was fairly safe. We lived in a safe area. Mm-hmm. But coming back and then having you guys get older and having more and more shootings, and then when Sandy Hook happened at the elementary school, I was like, okay, now it's gone into elementary schools. You know, before it was, mm-hmm. oh, it's a high school thing. And that's naive, and then it happened in an elementary school, and then it opened up a whole new line of worry for me. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, we were saying the calm by people, they knew what they're doing, especially like today, we have so much, like, you can find all the information about our schools online and stuff. So that scares me personally, because I'm like, they can know when we're in between classes or have assemblies or lunch and just come in during that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's all the questions I have today. Is there anything else you would like to add?
Nope. Thanks for having me. Have a good day.
Thank you for listening. Bye.